a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Very appropriate song to roll into this next story, Lauren.
Oh, Disco Cowgirl and G Flip. Flipping the Cowgirl. Well, why is she facing this
Things
disco
are heating up over in the UK. I've got mates over there at the moment. They went and saw Oasis in Manchester. Just a couple of days ago.
And are they going to stop by this?
They, I don't know. I'll send them a message. Just give them the tip off. Yeah, because it's back again. We've talked about it before, but there's we're going to Allington, which is a town on the outskirts of Grantham, Lincolnshire. Where residents fear their idyllic hometown has become now synonymous with swingers as a sex festival rolls back into town.
It's back.
Yeah.
It's back. The
rolls
sex fest.
Or slides back into town.
Oh, slides is too graphic.
Slips back into
town. No, that is terrible. Stop you right there. But yeah, this is a swingers festival. Swingathon.
So we've talked about this because there's just romping through the paddocks was the concern last time.
Yeah.
And the noise that can be heard from the festival permeating into the town.
Yep. And now they put a tarp around it, so it doesn't sound, it's not as bad.
Splash zone.
Yeah.
Retired business consultant David, who doesn't want to be fully named, he's hit out at the unwanted sleaze on our doorsteps. He believes such events should be kept further afield. Wrong paddock. Go further.
Oh, yeah, not in my backyard. Yeah.
Well, funny you should say that. Remember, off air, I read you a little quote from this article and you said, oh, I don't know what that, we both said, I don't know what that means, but then I'll ask you, right? He says, and he's quoted, he goes, he's lived in quaint Allington for 20 years and he says, I'm not being a prude or being NIMBY, and you just said it.
What is NIMBY?
NIMBY, not in my backyard. NIMBY.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it means? Well, you are being NIMBY.
if consenting adults are behaving like that, don't do it in our space.
That's the whole, that's what NIMBY means.
It's not in my backyard.
Not in my space.
Yeah.
Or maybe he means not in my back. Not in my backyard.
I can't think of anything that starts with a Y. David's 71 and is not invited to the party. He's declined to be fully named. He said the swingathon now running in his desirable village for the fourth year was beyond a joke. Our beautiful and peaceful little village has become synonymous with swingers. It's outrageous and we don't welcome it. Don't want it here.
But what about the money it brings to the town?
This is what we talked about last time.
There's play tents, there's pole dancing, there's hot tubs, there's foam parties. I've never understood foam parties.
Mobile dungeons. Foam parties are weird, aren't they?
I don't understand foam parties. Like, why would you want to get... Okay.
No, it's... Do you know what? It's...
I don't get it.
It's, I think, from what I've been told, and I've never been to a foam party myself, but it gets quite grabby. Like, it gets...
Grabby?
Like, quite gropey.
Oh, what? Because everyone's under the foam?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. But I guess if you're there at a sex festival,
well, there is also, quote here, a type of bingo that I'm not sure if you can see after mobile dungeons.
It's a plug type, a sort of a plug-related bingo there that sort of, I probably won't say the first
one. Oh, bingo!
Yep. Don't sit down. just constantly standing.
Look, it's a lifestyle festival, okay? And it costs them about £265.
A ticket.
To go to this.
Yep.
And that gets you a camping spot.
Yep.
Now, I'm not sure if that's, that's solo or you're camping with others.
It's probably, a sort of whatever.
You can buy, toys. You can cool each other down with water hoses and frolic around naked or in skimpy underwear.
Yeah. My favourite quote is from Mark, who's another shocked local. He's 61, also not invited. he says, as long as they keep their activities away from the view, I suppose we can't complain.
Yeah.
But the mind boggles. He says, we don't want to be known as the most sexually liberated village in Britain. We're more about tea and cake fairs at the village hall, vegetable and produce shows, parish council meetings, cycling and walking. In 2020, we were voted the best kept village in the county.
Mate, don't worry. The vegetable and produce show is still happening.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We're chatting about illegal structures because a group of 18 mates have been fined thousands of dollars because they were in the, what is it, the largest continental island in Queensland?
Third largest, don't oversell it, mate.
Sorry, which is Curtis Island, right? And they kept going to Curtis Island and they were like, we're having a great time here. We're fishing, we're hunting, which, you know, I'm not into. And we're having a great time with the boys. Let's make an illegal structure. Then the council found it and they're like, you're done.
Yeah.
You got to, well, actually, they should make them take it down. I think that would probably be one of the things, even though I can't confirm, but they have definitely fined them over $7,000. They said, you can't just build structures willy-nilly.
They've been going out there for a while, though, so I reckon sort of $7,500 is probably not bad to pay for, you know, that many trips. Getaway, you know.
Anyway, so we are chatting about illegal structures. Do you have them in your backyard? Do you know someone that's got them? Who we got on the phone, Tom?
Nick's in Belmont. Tell us about your illegal structure, mate. Is it yours or is it someone you know?
It was someone I knew.
Yeah.
So they're in a little country town and they built a 11 by 15 metre deck at the back of their house with a lean over.
Yeah.
And it took the Shire to do a flyover to find it.
Oh.
Wow.
And what happened once they found it?
They sent her a letter. But because it was after a certain period of time, they couldn't do anything about it.
Oh! Okay.
They kept coming back at her with it.
Yeah. So she knew her rights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a loophole there, which, you know, we're not going to discuss that. We don't want people to do the same thing. But is she having parties on this deck currently? Do we know?
Not currently anymore. She sold it, but she did a big party before she sold it.
I bet. And probably when she found out they couldn't take it down either. Sorry, just one last question. So they did a flyover. It was that important to them. Who tipped him off? Do you know?
So the Shire used to do flyovers to check for pools and illegal structures.
Get a life, Shire. What about Matt in Kirrlewis? Illegal structures. Do you have one?
It's not mine. It's my next door neighbour's, unfortunately.
Oh.
So, lovely couple, lovely older couple, fantastic to live next to. But a few years ago, they had a handyman round and said, oh, could you build us a little outdoor entertaining area?
Yeah.
And not a registered builder. He built this thing out of raw pine, cement sheet and fence palings.
That sounds like a Tom job.
The roof is higher than their house. It doesn't abide by all the fire laws as far as how close it is to the fence. And it's unsightly. It stands right up against the fence and overshadows our whole yard. Like, all we stare at is grey cement sheet and shadow, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's horrible. But we didn't want to say anything because they're really nice neighbours and an older couple. But now, we're both selling our houses at the moment. The real estate has said, it could be affecting some of the people that come around to look, but it's also affecting their sale as well.
Yeah.
It's just an ugly monstrosity, like. But I don't want to ring the council because they're trying to sell the house.
Yeah.
And I don't want him to have to cop that cost. He's moved into a home, you know.
Tell us, Matt, how old are they? Could you theoretically one night pull it down and then the next day be like, you did it?
Well, they're not actually in the house now, so he's in a home, and I think they'd notice it missing pretty quickly.
It's a bit hard to believe he could get out of the home to pull it down and then back.
That is.
No, all right. We're back to the drawing board, mate. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Tuesday, me.
Ma, what's your
I bet you did.
Drunk on pie wine.
Pie wine?
Yeah, wine that goes in a pie.
And then you drank the rest of it.
And I drank the rest of it. Be careful of that pie wine, people.
Yeah, it'll get you. It'll get you. Okay. You know, the best part of that is it was just you and Jimmy at home, wasn't it? There was no,
Jimmy,
you know,
was
like
watching
just a
the
social.
Footy, yeah, and I was in
you're just
the
on your own in the kitchen.
Main area, yeah.
Yeah.
Having a
sip. Yeah. Anthony from Armstrong Creek, you like some pie wine, my friend?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I would. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good on you, Anthony. Now, we are here to either guess mum or dad's name. And whose name will we be guessing today?
Mum.
Okay.
My mum.
All right.
Something immediately has come to my mind. I haven't even asked a question yet, but I've got a name, I think.
Okay,
I've got
too.
A predisposition. But I'm going to ask you, Anthony, and this is on the theme of pies.
Mm.
Is mum much of a baker? Like, just like, you know, cakes and that kind of thing in the kitchen?
Oh, yes, she... Yeah, she's still always,
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I knew it. Can I want to ask you a bit of a cheeky one?
Okay, is a double.
No, it's not a two-in-one, but it is a bit cheeky. How many syllables in your mum's name?
Oh. Clap it out.
Yes.
Sorry, say again.
That's okay. What about?
Clap it out.
So it'd be Warren or Tom. But don't...
Anthony. So you're three.
Yeah.
So how many syllables in mum's without actually saying her name? Four.
Four.
Okay.
Okay.
My initial impression, like the name that I thought, is completely...
I should have said five, sorry.
Five.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's just going to be us just clapping.
See, this is the worst question.
Yeah, that's why it's a bad question from me, Anthony. I'm so sorry. Yeah. All right, so she's a baker with five syllables in her name.
Yeah, yeah. I can't even think of a name with five syllables.
All right, I'm just going to go to something that's closest.
Okay.
I'm going to say Vanessa.
No.
Okay. All right. So, Vanessa. Okay. I can only come up with three as well. As Antoinette.
No.
Okay.
Okay. What's your mum's name?
I wanted Cheryl. That was my...
And I was going to say Meryl. Oh, my God. How crazy is that?
Wow. All right. Okay. Any of that right?
No.
Okay.
What's mum's name, Anthony?
Laura.
Of course, the old five-syllable Laura.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.